Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte. Is it too late now to say sorry? 'Cause I'm missing more than just your body. Oh, is it too late now to say sorry? Yeah, I know that I let you down.
Not too late for Mike White to win MVP. Welcome to a trade deadline edition of Sorry We Love Football, the only show that actively hates the sport that it covers. I'm your host and Eagles super fan, Daniel Hartigan. We won 44-6 last week, guys. You know, 44-6 is a precious number in Eagles lore, right? We beat Dallas in 2008, 44-6, to make the playoffs. With us, as always, Chiefs fan Danny Solomon. Danny, who the fuck is Derek Gore?
He's just a guy from our practice squad that got bumped up. I heard about him a little bit during my diligent combing of the training camp news, so you can tell he was really plugged into the team. I don't know what we're doing is the point here.
Yeah, that game was close to killing you, I could imagine. But hey, we got Washington football team fan Jamel Johnson. Jamel, congrats on another Titans victory.
Hey, man, we're cruising. We're taking control of the AFC South as we do. Sorry, I love football.
Oh, I love just introing you as a team fan, but then just immediately shifting to Titans success.
I mean, we don't need to talk football team. We're here to have fun.
We are here to have fun.
We don't even need to talk football.
Yeah,
that's true. Let's just get into city infrastructure. Let's start talking about the convention center.
The holidays are coming up.
Yeah. I'm thinking about getting FIFA.
Whoa.
You know,
hey,
just,
FIFA's fun.
Wow.
It is fun. I know. I've played it before. And, you know, this nightly ritual of using the Chiefs in Madden, it's starting to get it's starting to lose its magic, and I might need something from Santa.
Are you kicking team's ass as much as you were, or is it actually reflected in the game?
Somehow the game has picked up on the fact that Patrick Mahomes is throwing more interceptions and the defense is Swiss cheese, and I don't know how it did it. I didn't download an update, like a Chiefs suck update. Apparently it just did it on its own overnight.
Yeah, they had a patch. If you connect to you can't connect to the internet. They'll do that.
Okay. Well, I'm expecting a good one here because watching football this last week was a chore. It was on a holiday. Halloween's a holiday for me. Our teams sucked, except for mine, but it sucked in another way, which we'll talk about. Danny, kick us off. What'd you hate about watching football this week?
You know, we didn't plan this, but you set this up perfectly because what I hate about football this week was football on Halloween.
Yeah.
Doing it on a holiday. I don't like it. My wife is a Halloween person, and she loves to spend the day watching scary movies and carving pumpkins and all that bullshit. But instead, she had to be locked in the bedroom by herself for 10 hours, as usual, because I need the living room to watch my football. And obviously that supersedes all other holidays or engagements. I was thinking about it, and I'm not sure if there are a lot, if any, occasions that I would not prefer to watch football on. Like the morning after my wedding, I got up early to watch the Chiefs-Panthers game. Marcus Peters had a strip fumble to win the game in the closing seconds, and that was the best moment of my life. I mean, go down the list. Like, graduation, no. Election, please. Like, maybe a funeral. Do they even have those on Sundays? And even then, it'd really depend on who died And if I had to like speak or something, birth of a child might be a tough call. And that's a big reason why my wife and I have decided not to have kids. I think maybe if we were in like a deep impact Independence Day, Melancholia type situation where we found out the world was about to be destroyed, then maybe I might go back and forth between coverage of that and Sunday Night Football. But realistically, we've got a cool 15 years until the world ends. So just don't schedule any parties or funerals on Sundays. Otherwise, I'm out. That's just the way it is. So NFL, I'm annoyed that you scheduled anything on a holiday. You know I'm going to pick you, and it makes life difficult.
Yeah, I felt it firsthand because I tried to do both. Went to friend of the program's Mo Welch's holiday brunch spooktacular, which happened to start at 11 a.m. right brunch. In the middle of football Sunday.
What type of fruit spread did they have over there?
They had everything. I mean, use your imagination. Go wild. It was like the table in Hook when it was actually imagined. It was just colorful shit everywhere. It was fantastic. Everybody showed up in costume. Great turnout. The house looked great. And they had football on. But it was the Rams-Texans game on a huge screen. And it was like 38-0 at one point. And people were still huddled around that thing watching. In costume. They could have been hanging out, talking about the holiday, but they were still just sucked into this fucking game. And I was one of them. I was just hanging out on a couch, watching the ticker on the bottom. And yeah, that's the power of football. Even it supersedes the holiday, like you were saying, Danny. And then people were pulling out phones so they could watch their personal games and setting it up on the little coffee table because, you know, I don't know what the hosts were up to, but they weren't flipping the channel, and this game was out of hand.
That's bad. That's bad hosting. I personally, for football day, I have a three screen situation going on. I've got my main TV for the local games that you can't get if they're blacked out on Sunday Ticket. Then I've got my phone for Sunday Ticket because I need my computer to look at the game casts of games that I don't currently have on either of my other two screens. To get updates on those and to check my fantasy team and to surf the internet. You know, you need all that. You need the takes, you need the scores, and you need the games.
Yeah. Then you need to go to bignaturals.com on your laptop.
Yeah. Well, right if you've got your laptop open, eventually you're going to find yourself on a porn site.
Yeah. You got multiple windows. That's okay.
That's fine.
You live the single life as long as you can, man. Just absentmindedly surfing porn. Are you kidding me?
It's been a decade. What time is it? It's titty o'clock.
Titty o'clock.
It's always titty o'clock somewhere.
I'm sorry that Natalie had to go through that. I hope that your marriage is intact and everything's okay.
Yeah, I mean, I think as long as she doesn't have any important life events on football days, I think we'll stay married.
Jamel, what'd you hate about watching football this week?
This week, I hated that I don't trust myself. Like, there's things that I know, particularly when it comes to this show. I have had weeks where I've had 12 games picked correctly. I've had 11 games picked correctly. Then I go to sportsgambling.net after I close Big Naturals. I go put a bet in and I'm like, all that shit I said on the show couldn't have been true. I was just bullshitting. It's a podcast. It's not real. Turns out I'm fucking spitting facts. That thing I said about Danny Jones last week came true. And as soon as I took the headphones off, I was like, I'm not playing Danny Jones this week. There's no way what I said on this show could be possible. I'm playing Matt Ryan. I lose my fantasy matchup by 4 points because Sterling Shepard lost his leg again. You know who didn't? Danny goddamn Jones. I just have to believe what I'm saying. But it's hard to because podcasting is not real. This is internet radio. It's fucking pretend. I'm goofing off.
Well, Jamel, I don't want to interrupt your flow. I just to let everybody know, I think that maybe the beeping sound that you might be hearing are breaking news alerts of an insane magnitude, because Aaron Rodgers out Sunday with COVID.
Yours, how excited are you, buddy?
Oh, I mean, man. I'm feeling it now. I'm feeling like we might run the table, baby. We don't even need to be good.
Oh my God. That is the sound of breaking news. So is this Jordan Love o'clock?
I believe it is finally Jordan Love time. It is the Jordan Love Shack in Arrowhead.
Oh, man. This is monumental news. Jamel's face, if you could see it right now, people. It looks like Aaron Rodgers' face from the still last Thursday when he got rocked.
He was just sucking a bunch of COVID out of the air.
Yeah, it was COVID in that face mask or the chin strap. You can't have your chin strap around your mouth like that.
Well,
it could only lead to disaster.
The Packers, you know, this is a crazy thing that you're saying, because the Packers receiving core, as we know, Lazard and Adams were out last Thursday. And my sister and her friend went to this game. And guess what? Her friend, Michelle, tested positive after the game. There was something in that arena. My sister did not. My sister, ate a triple vaccinated. So she's safe. She's walking around fine. Her friend goes down with COVID. And man, there was something there in Arizona. So stay safe, everybody who is at that game.
Yeah, unvaccinated people. That's what the thing is that's in Arizona. It's people who refuse to get vaccinated.
Absolutely. But, I guess we don't know Rodgers' status, but it seems like he's going to be out for this game for sure.
He's out. He's been ruled out. Shefty reports it. Thank God Jamel needed us to record bright and early on a Wednesday morning, because we were able to pick up this news and run with it for you people who are listening. You'll know this, obviously, because you're in the future, but Aaron Rodgers being out, that's got to be the biggest story this week. We're on it.
Yeah, okay. I'm cool with you saying that, actually. I'm not going to elaborate on any other stories. I don't think anything else happened in football that could be bigger than that. And that is where I will leave it.
Yeah, we'll leave it there. We don't need to touch that one. Just grief and sadness is the other story. And this story is like, he'll bounce back. He's just missing one game. Yeah.
Is he going to be dressed as John Wick at the house watching the game?
Fellas.
Yeah, not sure if you guys saw that Instagram post, but after last weekend's game, Aaron Rodgers on Halloween went as John Wick and was pointing a gun at somebody's cell phone camera and pretending to shoot it. And he had COVID the whole time. Pretty great.
And can I add to this story another bombshell? Another bombshell within this larger bombshell. Aaron Rodgers is unvaccinated.
I thought he went to Cal Berkeley.
Apparently they teach you the real truth over there. Maybe he knows something we don't. Maybe he's so smart that he actually knows the Illuminati created this disease in China so they could manipulate the stock market or whatever, and JFK Jr. is going to fix it all. But he is not vaccinated.
Yeah, JFK Jr. didn't show up yesterday. I felt bad for the people waiting around for him. But yeah, Rodgers, you're older, man. You're not a 22-year-old rookie. I'm sure. Look, he's a professional athlete. He's going to be fine. But that is jarring to hear. That's kind of very surprising, I will say.
Jake from State Farm better be vexed, because otherwise those commercials are going to get decimated. They're going to have to bring in the original Jake.
Oh, man.
That'd be crazy.
Well, maybe my sister's friend Michelle gave Aaron Rodgers COVID, or vice versa. So I don't know what happened there, but stay safe. Jamel, immediate reactions. This was in the middle of your What You Hate About Watching Football segment, and you're the biggest Aaron Rodgers fan I know.
It's just an extension of me being cursed And just the what is clear to me is that the higher power in this universe doesn't want me watching football. Every time I begin to think about football or watch some football I want to, something terrible happens. Aaron Rodgers news. This weekend, the second I, every Sunday I wake up and I say, you know what, I'm not watching the football team. I know what they're going to do. I know they're going to lose. And then I'll follow the score in my phone. It's 10-10 with 2 minutes left. We got the ball. I turn the game on just in time to see Heineke blow it, as I do every weekend, as I have done for my entire fucking life. The sport hates me. I don't know why I keep coming back, because I don't have anything else, because it's too good. And I'm an idiot.
At least Heineke's vaxxed, man. You always got that.
Do we have that?
Yeah, maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe he's not.
We actually don't know.
Danny, are you disappointed that the Mahomes-Rodgers dream matchup will not happen, or are you delighted with this news?
We needed this. We were not going to win this game. We still might not.
Might not win this game.
I don't know who's better right now, Jordan Love or Patrick Mahomes. He is not. Oh, come on. Rattled.
No.
This might be what he needs. Just a big game, light it up, get the ball 1,000 times because Jordan Love doesn't know what he's doing, and then work your way out of this funk, Pat.
Yeah, I mean, I think we have some theories on why this funk exists, which we can get into later when we preview the game. But quickly, I'm going to just kind of latch on to what Jamel hated about watching football this week. And mine is just being wrong. I'm horrible in my picks this season. I lost more ground this week. I have no feel for the game. I have no feel for the league. I'm just winging it, guys. I'm just like Jamel said. I want to remind people this is an entertainment podcast. We are not experts.
Turns out I am.
I'm not researching the game. Yes, I played football 800 years ago. That doesn't mean I know more about the NFL than anybody does. I've heard Danny say, don't listen to me many times on this show. That's me right now about everything. Don't listen. I'm just shooting from the hip. Is that a good way to live your life? I'm asking you guys this. It's just where you literally just go with your gut instead of studying. Is that the way you should live life and just wing every moment? Or should you come in prepared? Because I'm winging it this week. I don't know what I'm saying. Don't listen to me.
I think that's what all the analysts are doing. Especially those like famous loudmouths, like your Colin Cowherd types. You know, those guys don't know what the fuck they're talking about. They just come on. They're like, how can I get clicks? How can I get people riled up? Yeah. How can I get people to keep watching the herd? You just have to say the most fucked up shit.
Every Saturday, they go to whatever church they like, whatever Methodist church they're fucking with, and they say a long prayer that some star has a bad game. Because if none of the big personalities have a bad game, they don't have a show.
So Aaron Rodgers,
Skip Baylor's whole career, yeah, it's just... See, I told you the best player was bad.
Scolding. So if you're, that's what they do.
If you're calling Cowherd or Skip Bayless right now, you get this breaking Aaron Rodgers news. Is this just like a $1 million bill landing on your lap? And you're like, oh, great. This is the easiest show I have to do this morning. Like, I'm just going to run with this. Now you get to break down the league's protocol. You get to break down
COVID.
Jordan Love and just be like, oh, Jordan Love's time to shine. And yeah, it's easy money.
It's finally Jordan Love's time in Green Bay. Finally.
And you know what it does? It absolves them from having to spit out their disgusting hot Henry Ruggs takes that they were going to try to trot out, skirting the line of decency. Luckily, we don't have to deal with that. We can just go back to the old vaxxed or unvaxxed argument we've been having for the last 2 years.
Great point. Yeah. Did not want to hear that dissected. My only opinion on that story is take an Uber, guys. Just
yeah, of course.
Go ahead and grab a car if Jeez. You can. But yeah, weird transition. Let's get into the midseason MVP. Is it you know what? That was part of what I hated too. Part of why I have no feel is because 16 games felt perfect. We complained about 17. But we're happy with more football. But now, I think the league might be too long, the season. Because I don't know who's good. The Eagles are 3-5. Back in last year, I'd be like, cool, we're done. May as well stop trying to win. Now with this 17th game, I'm getting ideas. I'm looking at that 7 seed, and I'm like, plenty of games left. Why not us? Why am I doing that? That's so stupid. Okay,
you shouldn't
mid-season
do that.
MVP. We're kind of in the middle of the season. Are we over the midway point? I don't know. But we're just going to mark it with when, before COVID and after Rodgers got COVID, right at the midpoint. Danny, talk to us about, as you do, the mid-season MVP. Do you got somebody? Why are we doing this?
Yeah, I mean, this one bears no explanation, so I don't have to get mad at you for botching the intro. I would just say
this is my favorite part of the show.
It's great.
Make you repeat the prompt.
Luckily, we don't have to go there this time. It's very cut and dried. And I'm going to make mine. I might do an audible here because I had an idea.
Whoa.
But I think this show needs an injection of positivity with this Aaron Rodgers news, knowing that one of our heroes, it's actually scaring me a little bit that Aaron Rodgers isn't vaccinated because it kind of makes me think he knows something that I don't. Like we were saying earlier, like this is the one guy that I'm like, really? I mean, maybe you're onto something.
He's so cocksure. He's very confident in the way that he, presents himself as a human being. And he seems very comfortable in his own skin. And so, yeah, this one, you know, everybody has their own reasons for doing what they do.
I guess, but, you know, I'm about to get my third booster today. I mean, or my third shot. What at the booster? I'm about to get that. And I just hope no other former Jeopardy hosts pop out and say they're not vaccinated in support of Aaron, because I'm going to be like, geez, all the smart people now? Let's hope that doesn't happen. But, you know, here's my midseason MVP. I'm gonna say right now, Jamel Johnson. Jamel Johnson is my midseason MVP, a.k.a. the effortless crusher. That's what they're calling him these days, Jamel Johnson. Jamel always finds time for this show, despite having a whopping 97 other irons in the fire. He's powering through an all-time horrible Washington football team season after
really
we spent all offseason building the team up to make him think that they might have a chance. And
which
yet,
was irresponsible.
It was bad. It was wrong of us. We should call ourselves to account at some point.
It's quite all right.
But you know what? You're here. You're still leading the pod in picks, in Instagram followers, and Spotify Green Room gems.
Come on.
You, Jamel Johnson, I don't know if the people know this. You are the reason we get paid to do this at all. Sports Drink came to us because of Jamel Johnson. We're not getting a cool $83 a month without Jamel Johnson on board.
Can I tell you, would you rather have $0 a month?
No, sir. And not waking up at 7:30 in the morning to collect absolutely nothing.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm in the middle of joining a cult right now, and they just got me across town early in the morning. It's fucked up.
Well, you're in high demand right now because on top of all that shit, you just got listed. The people need to know this. Jamel Johnson is a vulture top 25 comic to watch. Even though you're not even currently on SNL, you somehow still made the list.
I know. It's crazy. The year with the most already established people in league history.
I mean, go and read this article, people. It is mind-boggling how you can be asked to watch these. I mean, maybe my mother doesn't know who some of these people are. But Jamel, in the pantheon of other up-and-coming comics who, when they say up-and-coming, they fucking mean it. These people are going to happen if they're not already happening. So congrats, Jamel Johnson. Have a year. Everybody go out and read that article. Everybody go out and watch the special. Everybody go out and listen to the album, obviously, and whatever other content Jamel is churning out. It's quite a bit these days because the man works hard. He loves what he does. I'll just let Jamel answer
it's
that.
It's hard to say.
But but you got my midseason MVP to put on your trophy shelf as well.
Wow.
Thanks, bro. I mean, it is funny that they called me effortless when all I do is put into effort into things. I try so fucking hard, and then I get a write-up and they say I'm not trying at all. God damn it.
Oh, I think that's your demeanor. You know what I mean? That's which is a cool it's a cool way to be described. You don't want to be the try-hard guy.
So I suppose
appearing to be effortless is the magic trick.
I've gotten off stage drenched in sweat, okay? Like, I pitched 9 innings in the fucking World Series, dude. But that's why, look, man, I'm just happy. It was just funny. You know, every year you make it, you don't make a list. You're like, man, fuck this list. Then I'm on the list. I'm like, ah, sick. And then the only person I saw saying fuck the list was a friend of mine. And then was like, I'm not talking about Jamel. I'm like, damn, dude, I can't. I'm catching strays first thing in the morning. I didn't even know the list was coming out.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even know how you have time to read an entire list with all the other things you got going on. You got so many jobs. That's
effort. I want.
That's this cult what effort thing, is. Man. Vulture.
Jamel's Mr. He's Mr. 3000. He's on 3000 podcasts. That's what that that's title what the 3000 refers to.
Yeah.
Been on every podcast. Yeah, but the midseason MVP thing's true. It's a great 2021 campaign so far. Season's not over. We expect
leading in picks helps. It's
leading in picks. The season is not over. I want to remind you. So you know, got to stay focused. the fans are expecting big things to make some waves in the playoffs.
And so, ladies, you know, he's single.
Regrettably single. What's up?
Oh man. You know, I'm just going to throw it to you, Jamel. You can take that in however you
just
want.
Take and a then victory lap.
And then you could give us your midseason MVP.
Well, yeah, thanks again. And yeah, stream Genius on Spotify. I think it's still on my Tinder page.
Ooh.
My midseason MVP is Billie Eilish.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, every weekend I wake up and I say, I'm going to get that fucking Beat Saber. I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
Every game, every timeout, I don't talk shit about you on the internet. It's like, yeah, I do. But I like the concept here. Just the fact that the NFL has been trying to sell us Billie Eilish the whole season. They're committed to Billie Eilish. She gets the ball. She's getting 20 carries a game, minimum. Consistent. It's the same white ladies every time. What can I say? William Eilish, midseason MVP.
That's a new generation of white lady that the NFL is pushing down our throat. They're appealing to the youth.
The next generation of white women is scary. Like, the last generation of white women is like kind of meek. Like, yes, they're capable of pure evil, but it's a more behind the scenes type thing. They're kind of like influencing other people with like passive aggression, things like this. The next generation of white ladies is in your face with it. Mm. And they are frightening.
I like it.
Do you think that they've started to, I feel like commercials are being re-aired more frequently than ever now. I feel like they're really leaning on specific ads over and over and over again. Like the Red Bull one where with the jester doing a poem about the king finding out that he was joking about him. I've just been seeing that one a lot.
It depends on the street. Something are we getting different ads in our streaming stuff?
Oh my God. That's terrifying too. Jesus Christ. We're all living in our own worlds and the world's about to end. It's all a distraction. We need to get unvaxxed. We need to find a way to unvax ourselves. I think that's the only way we can be free. I just took the red pill. I'm now red pilled. I don't believe in any of the stuff I believed in before Aaron Rodgers got COVID today.
Suck this baby lotion out of me.
Suck this chip out of my fucking bloodstream.
Come on. I know you know where it is.
Bill Gates knows I like Red Bull. Or maybe he wants me to drink more Red Bull. I don't know.
We're not sure.
Damn.
I'm not going to do it. I'm going to the Capitol.
Yeah, I was going to say Aaron Rodgers is going to go on Pat McAfee today and just be like, I don't know if that election was the real results. I'm like, no, Aaron, what's happening? Oh, God. Well, Billie Eilish, congrats on the midseason MVP. I was going to shift to another white lady. I was going to say Patrick Mahomes' wife. Has done great. But actually, Jackson Mahomes, nobody has really affected the league more than this kid, potentially this season. It's been the seismic shift, and I attribute it all to him. But that's not actually my midseason MVP. We'll still get to him later. My midseason MVP is, I think, my preseason MVP. It's Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz is the ride that keeps on delivering. There's another twist and turn every time you think you got it figured out. He's breaking people's hearts. He's filling my heart with joy. I have people DMing me one week saying, you know, I'm starting to get roped in. He's playing pretty well. Next week, the same person saying they want to Elliott Smith themselves. He, and his stats are good. He's like 14 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. But has he beat any good teams? They're 0-4 against playoff caliber opponents. And there's this snap count tracker that if he plays more than 70% of the plays, the Eagles get the Colts first round pick. And they're in this terrible no man's land where they have to keep playing it because he's so tantalizing. It's the beauty of Wentz is he looks good for a stretch and then does the stupid, just when you think he can't outdo himself. He has a worse turnover in a more back-breaking scenario. And I love it. I'm having so much fun watching this guy not on my team. That turnover in the late fourth quarter at home against the Titans, holy shit.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It's the interceptions are some of the worst ever. Yeah. It's two of the worst ever interceptions.
Yeah. He's building to an already impressive resume, too. That's just this season. I mean, the guy has a lot of impressive interceptions. But this season, in terms of back-breaking, franchise-altering, causing fans to burn their jerseys type interceptions, that's when he chooses to do it. Yeah. And I love that.
Is that worse? If it's on your team, is it worse to have that guy, the back-breaking interception, the he'll give you 3 touchdowns and then doom you in the fourth quarter kind of guy, or the hopeless way in out of his depth rookie who got thrown into the fire and doesn't know what he's doing and is going to get replaced next season by Ryan Fitzpatrick situation. Mm. You know, you're Davis Mills's, you're Trey Lance's when he was playing, you're soon to be Jordan Love's. Is that what you'd rather have than a Carson Wentz as a fan?
Davis Mills needs to be removed. Get him off my TV.
Oh, Davis. Yeah, I'm sick of seeing that guy on TV as well. Mike White was on TV, this Jets quarterback, and that was fun.
Mike White, I was thinking about this. I was watching that game because that game got really fun really quick. And I was watching Mike White and I had the same thought. I don't know how deep of a cut this really is, but Mike White is Shane Falco. That's what it reminded me of. He's Keanu Reeves coming into a garbage team. Yep. Nobody believes in, nobody cares about, and he just gives him that spark. I don't know what it is, like that just cool swagger of being, you know, maybe he's not like the same trajectory where he blew it in college and had a couple of bad seasons, whatever, of the replacements, what I'm talking about. But just the idea of coming in, your team sucks, nobody believes in you, and you hand them a win, and it could lead to more through the season. You could have a real, you know, rising tide lifts all boats type situation where he comes in, everybody's better, and the Jets go to the playoffs over the Chiefs.
Well, let's not get it that far ahead of ourselves, but this is a perfect transition.
NFL Sports Talk Football. Hey, y'all. We have a new sponsor that you guys are going to love. Symbol is a stock market for sports that allows you to profit off your sports knowledge. On Symbol, you can trade sports teams like stocks, and every time your team wins, you earn cash. Use your sports knowledge on Symbol to buy low, sell high, and earn cash payouts when your teams win. Join the 7,000 plus early adopters who have started to invest in their favorite teams. Visit www.symbull.com to create a free account. And when you deposit, make sure you use the promo code SD to make your deposit risk free. Visit symbull.com and use the promo code SD to deposit. You visit symbull.com, use the promo code SD, your deposit will be risk-free. That means even if you lose money, Symbull will refund your initial deposit. No questions asked. Join Symbull and start investing and profiting from your favorite sport team organizations. That's one. Mid-roll. Symbull is a sports stock market that allows you to profit off your sports knowledge. There are two ways to make money on Symbull. First, every time a team you own wins, you earn cash winnings paid out. Second, just like the stock market, if you think a team is going to increase in value, you can buy low and sell high for a profit. Hey, come on, investment bank nerds. Use promo code SD to make your first deposit risk-free. That means even if you lose money or just decide the market isn't for you, Symbull will refund your initial deposit. No questions asked. I got one question. What's really good? Yo. Symbull is the answer. Okay. Yo. All right, we got a green room pre-roll. You know what I love the most about football, guys? Spotify Green Room. It's a live, audio-only sports talk platform. Talk to me, other fans, athletes, and insiders in real time. They got real writers on there, y'all. Get in on the conversation that you listen to here every day. Share your own experiences and, takes on the app. You got some hot takes? Make them hotter. Your chance to be featured on your team podcast, also right here in front of your fucking face. Download the Spotify Green Room app for free in the iOS App Store or Google Play or whatever the fuck. Create a profile, link your Twitter, and join the league or group. We do Sorry We Love Football Mondays, 5 p.m. Lead you right into NFL Monday Night Football. Follow me at Jugman703 to be notified when my room goes live. Join me. We'll be going live on Spotify Green Room Monday, 5 p.m. West, 8 p.m. East. It's pretty beast. It's Spotify Green Room. Yo. And then we got a mid-rolly. There's a mid-rolly, rolly, rolly. Almost time for us to make our picks. You know, my first pick, Spotify goddamn Green Room. Spotify Green Room, a live audio-only sports talk platform. It's free to use, free to download. A lot of fun people are on there. Random stuff. I cough. I Carly. You can play music on there. It's owned by Spotify. They're not going to find out. Or they're not going to stop you. They probably know you're doing it. Perfect to watch parties. You want to have a Spotify Green Room when the Oscars happen? Hey, they'll let it happen. They'll allow it. Debates, post-game breakdowns, reacting to the breaking news. You want to talk about the COVID-19 virus with your friends? Share your own experiences on this app. It's Spotify Green Room. Spotify Green Room is free, an audio-only social media platform for the sport fan and more. Start or join ongoing conversations, watch games together, react to the biggest news, rumors, and games. Talk with other sports fans, insiders, athletes, and executives in real time. Join in on conversations with me and the boys and have a chance to be featured on Sorry We Love Football Mondays, 5 p.m. Pacific. Shout out to the regulars over there. I'll be hosting rooms every week, like I said, Monday 8 p.m. East Coast, 5 Pacific. Come through. Talk with the boy. Live. Yo. All you need to do is download the Spotify Green Room app for free in the iOS app store. Create a profile, link your Twitter, and join the groups. Follow me at Jugman703 to be notified when my room goes live. We'll be going live once again Monday. Monday Night Football lead in. Listen to me smoke weed. Listen to Dan Hartigan do chores. Listen to Danny Solomon prepare a nice meal leading right in to Monday Night Football and come with your spices.
Thursday Night Football. Jets at Colts. Mike White versus Carson Wentz. It's the game the nation deserves. We get to see the new hotshot, Falco versus Carson Wentz, who's really just clinging on to his job. And is Zach Wilson just like out? If Mike White just continues to win and play well, the second overall pick, can the Jets just dump him this fast?
I mean, you got to play him. You have to play him one more time and pray he has a good game so you can trade him.
There's no way. There's no way you can trade a number two overall pick. Have you ever – I was thinking about that too. Like, it doesn't matter how good Mike White plays. Zach Wilson will be back. Because have you ever bought something extremely expensive that doesn't work?
Yeah.
You just keep trying to make it work. You cannot take the loss. It's devastating.
Great point.
I mean, it's months until you actually throw that thing away. You're just like, I'm sure this fucking meat thermometer that I bought that was $90 that wasn't working. I'm sure I can make it happen. I just need to find the right circumstances because it's not in our nature to spend money without reason. So I don't think the Jets can get rid of this guy, or they'll feel that horrible deep in your gut feeling of failure that you get when you've overspent.
Well, before we make our picks on this game, last week's picks, Jamel went 9-6. There were only 15 games because there was two bye weeks. Danny went, when did you go, Danny? 7-8. And I went 6-9. Come on my picks. Jamel continues to pace us. So the overall totals are Jamel's at 78-45. Danny's at 75-49 right there. I am now 8, really far behind Jamel. It's 70-52. I'm going to keep shooting from the hip, though. There are a few games I thought I deserved in that one.
So are you telling me you're picking the Jets in this game?
That's a good question. I'm picking the Colts in this game, even though they continue to burn me.
I mean, the most impressive thing was that he put those numbers up. We all think the Bengals' defense is good, right?
I think
they shut down the Ravens. Yeah.
What the fuck was that?
I don't know.
They just weren't expecting it. They weren't expecting the white train to come in and start tossing
Whoever
bombs.
Is.
Dude went like 37 for 45 or something, like 3 touchdowns. Like the guy was legit. There was that betting, that story about the dude who bought a ticket for $1,000 for Mike White to lead the league in passing yards that week. And won $125,000 off of it. I mean,
holy shit.
You know, it was just the most unexpected thing to happen. I don't think he can repeat. I don't think anyone can repeat a moment like that. It's just, you know, it's one of those things. Magic happens every now and again.
Good.
I'm picking the Colts just because you know, I mean, how many bad interceptions can Carson Wentz throw? Let's find out together.
Yeah. We can't believe in the Jets forever. And when you lose a pick on Thursday night, it sours everything the whole week. So I think if all of us lose, it'll make it better. So I'm not going against the grain on this one. I do need to say I've counted Jamel's losses, and I don't know. You said you had him at 9-6. There's 7 missed picks here. I'm just going to say
it was 8-7.
Somebody might have.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Miscounted. I don't know.
All right, then he's at 77-46.
Now we're talking. I'm only 2 back. That's all I want you to say.
Only 2 back?
Sure.
It affects things.
It does. And I'm sorry, guys. Not going to lie. Hasty math being done during the show. Mm. So, Danny, thank you for catching that.
Thank you so much, Danny.
Hey, worth mentioning bye week teams. We got the Bucks on bye, who just lost a head scratcher to the Saints and Trevor Siemian. We got the Seahawks on bye, the Lions on bye, and mercifully, the football team does not have a game this week.
Thank God.
We'll get to those teams, I guess, if we talk about the prior week's games. But Sunday, 10 a.m., Falcons at Saints. Matt Ryan, Trevor Siemian. It's the NFL on Fox.
Is it Trevor Siemian? Because Taysom Hill is coming back.
Ooh, I think it is Taysom Hill coming off the concussion. Yeah.
He can sling. What he slings is his own body into other players because he's always running. But
I'm taking the Falcons, bro.
Ooh.
Okay.
Got a Falcons pick.
Weren't encouraged by the Bucks losing to the Saints. I know.
But there shouldn't be a debate. They should be playing Trevor Siemian.
Yeah, he's a quarterback. At least you could still do gadget crap with Taysom on the field with Trevor Siemian. Sean Payton, by the way, surprisingly good record without Drew Brees the last few years. I read something like he's 13-3 in non-Drew Brees games like the last 3 years. So the guy's coach, you know, that's what we thought Belichick would be without Brady, and that hasn't really worked out that way. But Sean Payton, sneakily good without the golden child. So, and Jameis Winston, you know, he was in the running for at least entertainment midseason MVP. Had a lot of fun, like, you know, mic'd up moments and all that stuff. And he sent us out in a nice way where he was dancing on his crutches in the locker room on a torn ACL after the game. So, Jameis, get well soon. With the league's better with you in it. I'm picking the Saints in this game. I like Sean Payton.
Of course. The Saints, their defense, that's what's carrying the team right now.
I don't know. Nobody's consistent, like you said.
Nobody is consistent.
How can you know anything? I'm just picking the Falcons. I'm so hungover.
Broncos at Cowboys. Broncos just traded Von Miller to the Rams. I guess we'll talk about the Rams when we get there. But so what is that? What are the Broncos signaling? They started 3-0, and they're 4-4 now. They just won too. It's not like this team's 0-8. They're 4-4.
Was Von Miller? Was he even playing?
Yeah, he was playing.
Yeah, he had one.
He wasn't like the. Yeah.
There's a story actually.
Player he was 4 years ago, but.
No, but he's still got some juice. He's only 32.
He's still good.
I mean, we're all older than Von Miller. But, you know, there was a story that went around. Maybe I don't have all the details right now. I'm not going to look them up. But go and find this story. But it's basically something to do with Von Miller was scheduling. He had scheduled like a Halloween party. And he wanted everybody on the team to kick in a little money for the Halloween party. But then a bunch of people still hadn't paid. He was fine with that until they lost another game and he wanted to cancel the Halloween party, but still make everybody pay because he had put down a deposit on getting Quavo out to perform. And he was going to cancel the Halloween party because of the losing, still make everybody pay. A bunch of guys didn't want to. There was turmoil in the locker room because of that. And then he gets traded. I'm just saying, nail in the coffin.
That sort of thing shows me how little we actually know about some of the logic behind like some of these moves. Why do teams do what they do? You know, we don't ever get to fully know, but it's nice when you get a glimpse like that when you got a guy shaking down his teammates for some money and they're just like, this is just bad for the team. Let's get him out of here.
And it makes more sense that he's on the Rams, and it makes sense from the Broncos' perspective too. They're trying to pile up picks so they can get a quarterback. There's going to be an Aaron Rodgers sweepstakes next season if Jordan Love plays well. If he doesn't, God knows what's going to happen. But if Aaron Rodgers is out there, if Russell Wilson's out there, you got to be ammoed up. So that's what the Broncos are up to.
If Aaron Rodgers survives.
Ooh, what an awful tragedy that would be. Let's just not do a show next week if Aaron Rodgers dies of COVID. How about that? Let's agree to that.
All right, what's the next game?
Well, we got to pick Broncos or Cowboys.
Cowboys.
What's going on? Aaron Rodgers dying. What's the next game?
Just and admit the Cowboys are good, Hardigan. So
stop this shit.
Yes, they're good. They made two plays against the Vikings, and that's all they needed. It was just
that's a good team.
To watch.
Yeah, CeeDee Lamb
rules. It's nasty, and it makes you want to throw up.
Yeah, it did, and it does. Let's stop talking about Patriots at Panthers. Give me the Pats. The Pats are playing really well.
Yeah. They are. Fuck the Panthers.
I'm very interested in the Panthers' defense in this game because they're really, really good. They shut down Matt Ryan. They shut down all of that, which was going pretty well. I don't know what Mac Jones is going to be able to do against them. That's my big concern. I know Sam Darnold is going to shit his pants. That's, I mean, Belichick is going to make him cry. I don't know what that means if both sides can't do shit. And it makes me want to pick the Panthers. So let me just
It's a winnable game for the Panthers, that's for sure.
It's in Carolina. I'm picking the Panthers.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't mind that. I'm going to stick with the Pats just because I should have rolled with them last week.
Okay.
It's like a forgiveness. Please forgive me, Pats.
Vikings at Ravens. Ravens coming off a bye and that Bengals shellacking. Lamar Jackson kind of coming back in the driver's seat for the MVP, possibly. Kyler's hurt. Derrick Henry's out.
Can we have both of these teams wear purple?
I'd like that. I'd like that.
That'd be fun.
That would be fun.
I just think that'd be fun.
I'm picking the Ravens. Kirk Cousins, suck my bolas.
2.0.
Baltimore.
Ravens. God, they're still trying to figure out how they got cracked by the Bengals. Having Kirk come to town, it's right on time.
Yeah, the bye week is nice, too. I'm picking the Ravens also. But MVP is going to be Tom Brady. This league is disgusting.
Yep.
That's a good point. The league is disgusting. You know, Tom Brady was right there. He still is right there. But this last game against that Saints team, he looked pretty bad. So he's going to have to bounce back. Browns at Bengals. AFC North clash. Classic matchup.
Baker Mayfield, torn labrum, returning?
Yeah, they're just trotting him out there. He's been bad. He's been pretty bad. Case Keenum,
I think. He's been mediocre all year.
Yeah. Keenum gave him a better chance. I think if Keenum played last week, they might have won that game. But, yeah, Baker's hurt. And, yeah, I'm sure he's fighting and clawing to play, but maybe he shouldn't.
Bengals coming off an embarrassing loss. The Browns just, you know, clinging to nothing. Give me Brownie.
With all those Brownie, injuries.
The Elfenstein. I'm staying. I'm doubling down.
Well, I'm picking the Bengals. And I think no explanation is necessary. It just seems like they're a better team. They can play better on offense. And their defense is playing better than the Browns are. Baker, though, I have a question. Baker Mayfield gets cut. For Case Keenum, or he doesn't get re-signed, starts to get disgruntled, wants to go to another team. You know, the Browns haven't committed to him, wants to go to another team, forces his way out, ends up in Washington. What do you feel about that? 1 to 10, he's your quarterback next season. What do you think?
Well, at least I don't have to worry about him being in the tea party. I'll give it a 6.
Better than I thought.
That's like kind of the mold of a team quarterback, too. The Heineke, the Kirk Cousins, the Mayfield. It's just like a little white
dude. Can scramble, doesn't know when to, but can do it.
Yep.
Never does it when they should. You're at your house screaming at the TV. Run, you fucking idiot.
Yep.
And they won't do it.
Kind of a fiery little guy. That's the perfect team quarterback. I love it, Danny.
Yep. Much like the entire population of Fairfax County, Virginia. Just fiery little white men.
It's all bagel bosses out there.
Real.
Bills at Jags. Can we just say one sentence game? Bills?
Bills.
Bills.
The Jags are so funny. Got completely shut out last week by a bad Seahawks defense. Okay. Texans at Dolphins. This is a toilet bowl right here. The Dolphins are horrible, and the Texans are worse. So give me the Dolphins.
Fans, if as long as they're allowing Davis Mills on a football field, Fins.
Dolphins. Although I hope Tyrod Taylor comes back because he is on my two quarterback league bench and I need him to come back to replace Aaron Rodgers.
I would love the return.
I was going to say free Tyrod. I thought the Saints should have traded for him. Or, like, you know what I mean? The Texans don't need him. The Texans aren't trying to win. They have Davis Mills.
The Texans don't need anything. The Texans don't need a stadium.
Okay, Raiders at Giants. Raiders, surprisingly, still in the lead of their division, and the Giants are the Giants. I don't know how the Raiders are going to play after this kind of shocking Henry Ruggs incident this last weekend. So the last time something horrible happened to this team, they won, and they rallied around it. This is kind of a different circumstances. So, I'm going to pick the Giants. I don't think the Raiders – I think this is kind of too much to handle, to be honest.
Yeah. I know players love to be motivated by bad things that would depress most non-athletes, but I don't know. It's kind of – I feel sad even picking a winner of this game, but I suppose it's the Giants. They got Saquon coming back too, huh?
I think it's a different situation because I think they were happy to have John Gruden out. I think when you feel that righteous anger of like, good, that dude was a racist. He is this piece of shit. Get him out of here. This other situation is, I mean, it's just like devastating on all sides. No winners. Yeah. Everybody is demoralized and sad by it. And you're right. I mean, talking about it in a football context sucks. Everybody knows we're good people already, so let's just pick the game. I'm going to say the Raiders because I do think that they actually do like to coalesce around. It's part of the identity of the team. They want to be better than all this stuff that's happening to them. And maybe they are. Maybe they're better than the Giants as a team, so that's got to count for something.
I mean, that's also true. Yeah.
I mean, the Giants lost to us when we were playing the second worst we've played all season.
Jamal?
Oh, I got nothing. I said the Giants.
Oh, you said the Giants. Yeah. My thing is the Eagles can't be the second best team in the NFC East, right? The team and the Giants are bad, but are we that much better? That seems weird to me. So the Giants are going to catch up a little bit.
Sure.
Okay, Chargers and Eagles. Give me the Chargers. I don't want to even think about the Eagles winning this game.
Damn. Yeah, I'm picking the Chargers too.
All right, fine. But I really don't trust Justin Herbert anymore. And I think Austin Eckler is more hurt than he's letting on. And Mike Williams is a dud all of a sudden. And there's a lot not to like about the Chargers right now. The offensive line is bad. Like they've lost a couple of guys, so they're kind of deteriorated. And the Eagles' defense looks good.
Give me the
Chargers.
You know that team won. We won 44-6 last week. And Danny, you traded me Jalen Hurts, and somehow that translated to his worst game this season, fantasy wise. So painful for my team to delight me so much, but to hurt me at the same time. Jordan Howard is snagging TDs. I was not celebrating the touchdowns by the end of the game. I was like, can Hurts have one, please? But yeah.
Well, I got D-Hop out of it, and he's good, but he's not lighting it up.
He's okay. Yeah, it's been a kind of a stalemate so far. But okay, Packers at Chiefs. As we know, Aaron Rodgers is not playing in this game.
Chiefs, baby!
Insanity. Yeah,
let's
it
roll.
Seems like this is a Chiefs victory.
Let's go Chiefs. Yeah, we're back. All we need is for everything to deteriorate in the rest of the league.
Yeah, I guess I suppose I gotta pick the Chiefs here.
Yeah, what am I going to do? Pick Jordan Love in his first career start on the road in Arrowhead? Yeah, right.
Oh, man. He's still going to get so much. I mean, I should have picked him up in fantasy. Please do, people, because he will get something out of this game. This is exactly what Patrick needs. He just give the man a cake matchup for fuck's sake. Finally got it. I love it. 5-4 okay. And we're garbage. I mean, how can you be in a better situation?
Yeah, it's a good point. Okay, Cardinals at Niners. Is Kyler Murray playing in this game? Do we know?
I think so.
You don't know.
We're a little bit behind all of the practice reports and whatnot, so we won't know some of these details. But assuming that Kyler Murray is playing, I'm picking the Cardinals.
Same. Cardinales. I'd love to see a man scamper.
I'm picking the Niners in this game. I liked their win last week. Seems Garoppolo is fucking... I can't believe they're staying with that guy. But other than that, they're playing okay. And I think if Kyler is compromised, I could see it. I could see the Niners clawing their way back into this division. So I'm picking the Niners. Titans at Rams, Sunday night football. The Rams are all in. That's kind of like what's going on here. They are doing a new strategy that we've really never seen, which is we don't care about draft picks at all, which is so different from the way my team is operating, which is we're stockpiling picks. We're going to build to the future. But as Danny says, there might only be 15 years left on Earth. So I'm a little jealous of this Rams team, to be honest, just going all in and just saying we need to win right now. I would like that aggressive of a philosophy. But, you know, most teams just play both sides and they're like, oh, we'll try and get Darius Slay. Not really going all in, but the Rams are. But it has to work, because if it doesn't, they are fucked. So, and the Titans, you know, were looking like the best team in the AFC. And then Derrick Henry goes out. Adrian Peterson, the immortal Adrian Peterson is back. Incredible stuff. I'm picking the Rams.
Yeah, the Titans there's a demoralizing loss as well. The Titans losing Derrick Henry for this season. I mean, they have nothing else. You get Jalen Ramsey to lock down A.J. Brown, and what else you got? Maybe if Julio comes out of his crypt for this game, but he is still – you know what? If anybody watched Dragon Ball Z, he's like in one of those healing chambers. When he's in the time chamber – and it usually takes about 6 months worth of episodes to get out of that healing chamber.
So, yeah. Tannehill has to power up for 5 episodes before he gets.
My thing is,
I'm taking the Rams, dude.
Yeah, Rams.
Yeah. We're taking the Rams all around. My thing with Julio is, like, you're on a really good team. You know, they're 5-2, 6-2 or whatever. And it's like, if they can get him back to full strength, that team. I think signing Adrian Peterson was kind of not a mistake because of the player, but it seems like they're going to just try and run their offense and just pretend Adrian Peterson is Derrick Henry, which he's not. And I know we always harp on running backs don't matter, but they should be spreading it out. They should have, you know, they should go like 5 wide and let Tannehill cook. I don't think they should just pretend Derrick Henry's still on the team.
It might work. It honestly might. They're not going to give Adrian Peterson 500 carries. They're going to start a committee, which, you know, ruins everything for everyone fantasy wise, but it's still the smart thing to do for the Titans. I just think, you know, they'll lean on AJ Brown for the rest of the season. And most of the time it'll work because he's a stud, but not against Jalen Ramsey. That's the only problem they've got. I think they'll win some games.
DeSean Jackson got released. I would look at the Tennessee Titans as a potential landing spot for him, somebody who can open it up for Brown and Julio underneath. I really think they should just lean into, we're a passing team now, but we'll see what happens. Okay, Bears at Steelers is the Monday night game. Steelers.
I kind of like them.
Yeah, you got to say it. It's just unfortunate. It's the unfortunate truth.
I kind of like them.
You're just going to make Justin Fields' life hell the entire game. In Pittsburgh.
In Pitt,
I mean, forget about it. He had one little hiccup of a good game, and now his ceiling is about to come falling down.
Yeah. And Ben makes like one good play a game, and that's enough. That's a good defense. Yeah. He's not as bad as he was early in this season. He's been okay. But old gray penis rides again on Monday Night Football. Might be Ben's last Monday Night Football game. So enjoy it for whatever that all means to you. Okay. Let's get into this week's mailbag.
Big mailbag
this week, guys. A lot of mail. A lot to we're only going to get to three of them. Danny, you got a piece of mail?
Yeah. I guess I'll go to the bottom of the bag. So this is a letter. Oh, it's red. I like that. All right. This is a letter from X Factor.
Oh.
X Factor. That's interesting. You know, I don't know if you guys know, but X Factor is the guy who got banned from Arrowhead for life for getting into a fistfight. So let's just see what he has to say. Hey, guys. Love the show. I'd like to respond to the slander that Tyrann Mathieu laid on us, understandably disgruntled Chiefs fans, over the weekend when he said the Chiefs fans are the most toxic fan base in all sports. What? What reason would he have to label us like that? What? Because I got a little tipsy and got into a bloody fistfight in the stands? Because I'm suing the team for banning me from the stadium after the fight went viral? Because the guy I beat up was one of my best friends and he lost his job and his wife is pregnant? What, because I refused to wear a mask during the game and at my court date? What, because I had COVID at the time and was actively trying to spread it to other fans as a joke? What, because I put on a full headdress and war paint and did the chop the entire time? What, because I keep the headdress on me everywhere I go in case I run into a real Indian so I can throw it on and do the chop in their face to prove a point? What, because I have two other families that my main family doesn't know about and I'm raising them all to be fundamentalist Christians? Well, if that makes me toxic, then I guess I'm Britney Spears. Oh, and P.S., I side with her father on that whole thing.
Wow.
Signed X Factor.
That's the worst part.
Damn, dude.
Oh, my God.
Not toxic.
Throws it on whenever he sees a Native American person in public, which only could happen, what, once a week, max?
I mean, I was dismayed by Honey Badger's comments, but I have been around Chiefs fans before, so let's call it
like
a push.
X Factor.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's scathing.
Scathing.
It's that old Chris Rock bit. He ain't talking about me.
Oh, man.
That's true.
Okay, I got a piece of mail as well. Mine comes from Jackson Mahomes. Okay, got a piece of mail from Jackson Mahomes. It reads, mm-hmm. Hey, guys, big fan of the show. Want to just write in and say that I am sick and tired of being blamed for my brother Patrick Mahomes' recent struggles and turnover issues. I'm not the problem. All I'm doing is living my life, dancing to the hits, and making awesome content that my generation loves. I should be able to TikTok wherever the hell I want, like at Patrick's games, out to eat with Patrick, in Patrick's bedroom at 2 a.m, while Patrick is studying game film. Where I TikTok is my business and my choice. Now, if you'll excuse me, Patrick just got home and I got to go make some TikToks. Signed, Jackson Mahomes.
Yeah, I didn't get the chance to say it earlier when he was mentioned, but just so it's on the record, Jackson Mahomes is a little bitch. I believe that to my core. He is the reason Patrick Mahomes is struggling this season. I have no doubt about it. Him and the fact that Brittany Matthews, Pat's wife, is getting in on these. She's siding with Jackson, dancing with him in these videos. I think they're doing something to Patrick's. They're like a succubus team or something. They're killing his mojo.
Yeah, they are.
And well, I think the problem, I think he's just fielding. I mean, if he's even attempting to be on social media, it's probably driving him crazy. Like, I can't imagine he can have a phone in his hand at all.
Is he the worst little brother since Eli Manning?
I think Jay Gruden's a little worse.
Oh.
Which Menendez brother is younger?
Lyle? I think Lyle.
Yeah. He's pretty bad.
It's weird that Jackson seems to travel with Patrick. Anywhere they go, he's there.
That's what's Patrick's Achilles heel this season, I think, is
he's too
love,
nice.
Is his love. Yeah. He loves the wrong people and it always gets you in trouble. I mean, it's what happened to some of the greats of history. You fall for the wrong person. Monica Lewinsky, I'm watching that impeachment series. Like, you know, keep it in your pants. That's the other lesson. Take an Uber and keep it in your pants.
Did Bill fall for Monica Lewinsky or did he just see an opportunity?
I was talking about Monica. She fell for the wrong man. He's married. He's unavailable. He's the president of the United States. It ruined her life.
But don't it's just so hot. He's so unavailable. I can't, but he's the president. He's so hot. I got to suck this fool off.
Meanwhile, Jamel is still single. And he's a top 25 comic to watch. Get off Bill Clinton's
dick. Hey, Monica.
Dick.
Yeah, Monica.
Hey, Monica.
Holler at Jamel, please.
Come on by. Come on down. You don't got to take your clothes off to have a good time.
Jamel, do you have... Oh, I was going to say also, we've said this before, but Patrick Mahomes might need to take a cue from Aaron Rodgers and just distance himself from his immediate family. Jamel, do you have a letter?
Yeah, I got a letter from our guy Blonde Cheadle in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Hey, guys. It's been a while since I rode in. I was getting my highlights done during the football team game this Sunday, and a thought crossed my mind. Where the hell is Ryan Fitzpatrick? Is he alive? Do you guys know where he is? And do you think he plays for the football team next season? Second question, I'm thinking about getting bangs in the back. Let me know how you feel. And thanks for doing it, guys.
Where is Fitzpatrick? Shouldn't he be back by now? Like,
he broke his hip and he's 40 fucking years old. I mean, do you ever expect to see him again?
I guess not. Really. Yeah. I thought it was like a 6-week thing.
No, man.
Damn.
My dad's been sidelined with that for going on 25 years now.
Fuck. True.
Don Cheadle, thanks for or Blonde Cheadle, thanks for writing in.
Blonde Cheadle.
I think the bangs in the back could be a cool look.
It could be innovative. I'm actually not sure what is it just going to be like a Karen flared out? We'll see.
Ooh, but yeah.
Send some pics through.
Danny, you got any final thoughts on the week?
Just this. I'm going to take it to you guys and maybe to the people at large, but I have a fantasy conundrum now that we found out about Aaron Rodgers. I have a two-quarterback league. I have Aaron Rodgers and Patrick Mahomes. I was looking for a shootout. Rodgers is gone. It's a 12-team league, so every quarterback in existence is taken. You can't get any. You can get Trevor Siemian right now. That's it. So I have to make a trade. However, the other guy, the guy I'm playing against, he is one of those dudes who never checks his lineup. He has Trey Lance starting, so he also doesn't have a quarterback. And he has Gus Edwards starting since the beginning of the season. Has not acknowledged that man is gone for the season. He's just not checking his lineup, letting it ride. He routinely gets about 65 points a game. I will probably get at least 100 with no quarterback. Should I make a trade? Just to have the QB with me. I don't think I should. I don't think I need to. But I could end up in a disastrous situation.
Yeah. I mean, if he's still playing Gus Edwards.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
He should be fine.
I think I can cruise this week.
But you're always risking somebody else nudges him just to fuck you. Because he's not going to do it. but somebody else in the league might be aware of this matchup and say, you know what? I'm not letting Danny get away with it this easily. That's the trouble.
I don't think anybody has communicated with him. He's a ghost. He's off the grid. Great guy. Great comic. Functional alcoholic. And sometimes not as functional when it comes to setting his lineup.
Jamel Johnson, final thoughts.
I don't know. You know, just prayers up to the to everybody involved in this DUI situation. I don't even know the person who lost their life. Condolences to you and yours. The Ruggs family. Get an Uber. Who cares? Leave your car wherever. Get two Ubers. $150 or a life lost. You know what I'm saying? What's bigger?
Yeah.
Damn right.
Good point.
That's all.
Yeah. Dang. Just lost my my train of thought there.
I'm sorry. I forgot this was a comedy show. I have to poop so bad and I'm hungover. It just made me all sad at once. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry to Raider Nation. Hang in there, guys. It might get better. I don't know if it will, but
we're not sure.
Yeah. We're not sorry.
It's been a rough season.
Sorry, Dan Hartigan doesn't get a final thought because we're out of here.
Yeah. Sorry, guys.
Sorry.